our resident film critic here on RN, Jason DeRosso, joins us. Hello, Jason.
Good morning, Fran.
Jason, do you have any idea who might play the next James Bond? Well, could it be a woman?
No, I don't. I hope it will be, or someone a little different from who we've seen. I mean, the betting odds are on Tom Hardy, who's a great actor, but I think that would be a little bit same-same, really. But, I mean, no one really knows until the studio who's going to make this next film, which will be the 25th, is decided. And they're all vigorously kind of pitching to win the franchise at the moment. Sony, who've had the franchise up until now in the recent film, even constructed a replica Dr. No set to make their pitch to the Bond people. So we won't really know until that pitching process is over and done with. But Gillian Anderson would be great.
Yeah, she would, wouldn't she?
Yeah.
Just got also a note. James Bond apparently also an advisor in Kevin Rudd's office at one point. There you go. His secret weapon. This week, in space, no one can hear you scream. Yet again, the new Alien movie is here.
Yeah, absolutely. This one was made in Australia, mostly. Also shot in New Zealand. It's Ridley Scott. Alien film, and it's the closest we've come to finding out just where these chest-bursting alien lizard monsters come from. It's a sequel to the 2012 film Prometheus. This is called Alien Covenant, and it's about a spaceship that sort of gets waylaid. They're heading off to colonize an Earth-like planet when they get this strange, mysterious signal from the void, and they decide to go and investigate. Being a ship of colonists, they're all couples, it turns out, and they head to this planet, and it looks like it is even better than the planet they were destined to head to, but there's something not quite right about it, and, well, you can sort of guess where the film heads off, in which direction the film heads off into. Here's a little clip.
It's the first ever large-scale colonization mission, and everyone back on Earth is really grateful for your hard work. Your courage. We're making history here. You hear that?
What?
Nothing. No birds. No animals. Nothing.
You know when you hear nothing, there's something wrong.
Exactly. Does this destroy the mystery of the whole alien thing to explain too much about these aliens?
Well, it does a little bit. I mean, the very first film back in 79 was like a sort of heavy metal power chord of a movie. It was very simple but very effective and very menacing. This film sort of divides its energies between a kind of philosophical treatise in a way about where we come from and the origin of life and so forth, and something that's much more in the mould of that first film, something that's more of a kind of thriller to knock your socks off. I think, Ridley Scott's a good enough director to reconcile those two elements, but it's not much more than a sort of middling film. Michael Fassbender is very good, though, as the android, or they're called synthetics in this. He played the android David in Prometheus, and he meets up with a new version of himself, Walter, in this film, and that's a very interesting part of this movie, which I won't go into too much, but kind of gets into, you know, themes about Jekyll and Hyde and so forth. So look, Alien Covenant, it'll do for the moment, I think. It's not a disaster, but it's far from the greatness of the very first.
It'll do. What's that? A couple of stars. Yeah. Look, just briefly, as we mentioned opening this week, this festival dedicated to American indie cinema, it's called American Essentials. Becoming Bond is part of it. Do you have a pick?
I do, actually. 20th Century Women, a coming-of-age story by writer-director Mike Mills about a teenage boy being raised by a single mother in this kind of ramshackle old house in Southern California. Just as the punk era is dawning, she has an assortment of various lodgers. Great cast. Billy Crudup, who's also in Alien Covenant, by the way. Greta Gerwig. Elle Fanning and Annette Bening plays the mother, but a sweethearted, very thoughtful and perceptive kind of character movie about coming of age, kind of a sweet dramatic comedy. 20th Century Women, yeah, definitely
great.
My pick.
Sounds good. Jason, thank you very much.
You're most welcome.
Jason DeRosso, host of the weekly film show, The Final Cut, here on RN. You can hear it tomorrow morning on the network at 11:30 or subscribe to it anytime on the ABC Radio app. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts.